I am often accused of being a walking songbook and thinking in songs. Should I break out in a song? Please join me. You are God's choir, all of you. So the only thing I request is that when we get going singing, you watch the director, which I guess is me, for a cutoff, because we will be not singing all of a song, probably, but just a short bit, so maybe you can go home today. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Please listen again to the phrases of Jesus' prayer for us, that they may all be one, so that the world may believe that you have sent me, so that they may be one as we are one. And I have loved them even as you have loved me, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Did you know that Jesus prayed for us? That he prayed for our relationship with one another? That he prayed that we would be united as one? That we would be filled with God's love and with Jesus' presence? Awesome, right? Jesus prayed that we would love one another and be united in God's love. And why? So that the world would know God's love, see Jesus in us, and believe in God's amazing grace.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found, was blind, but now I see.
Amazing grace, amazing love. We're talking about relationships, our relationship with each other, with God, and with Jesus himself. Developing a relationship has certain requirements. Please think with me about some of the ways God has answered Jesus' prayer and helping us to grow as one with and in God. To develop a relationship, we must learn about the other. God provided the Bible, God's word, for us to read and study alone and together. Through God's word, we come to know God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
The Bible, yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the word of God, the Bible,
the Bible. Yes, we should be excited about that. Communication skills are very important in forming relationships. Do we talk with God? How do we listen to God? We know that God sent the Holy Spirit to advocate for us, to help us pray, to intercede for us, knowing what is on our hearts and what we need to pray. We also know that to listen, we must be still. Like Samuel, whose story is in the Bible, a number of God's people, perhaps even you, here in this place, have prayed,
"Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go, Lord, if you need me. I will hold your
just prayed it again. Learning about someone, talking and listening with someone means sharing time together. Has not God provided times for the purpose of getting together and sharing time, getting to know our triune God and each other better? We mentioned that we have Bible study times together, whether it's an adult Bible school or a Sunday school class or confirmation. Next Sunday, we celebrate Pentecost, the birthday of the church, the people of God. I'm thinking our wise Creator knew that we needed to come together, as Jesus has prayed, to worship God together as one and of one heart. Well, come to think of it, God commanded that we observe the Sabbath day weekly. So God even provided a time for worship long before the church was born. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. Something else is often part of building relationships. We seem to enjoy sharing time together, eating. Out of God's abundant love and grace, we are called to the Lord's Supper, a taste of the feast to come. Through communion, we lift our grateful hearts and thanks to God for God's promise of eternal life as we consume tangible bread and wine, mysteriously Jesus' body and blood. Jesus' presence is in and with us. We are one with God, we are one with Jesus, and we are one with each other. This is the feast of victory for our God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Sing with all the people of God and join in the hymn of all creation. God wisely and generously gave the Bible, prayer, the Sabbath, the Lord's Supper. These gifts may not have been given in direct answer to Jesus' unity prayer, but they do have the result of uniting us as one. And there is another gift that unites us. It is a gift we recognize, celebrate, and for which we have this special day of thanks, the gift of music. Martin Luther maintained, music is second only to God's gift of the word. You have demonstrated this morning the powerful uniting force of this gift of God throughout this unity message as you joined in one voice in song spontaneously. That's pretty amazing in this day and age. Music touches hearts. Yes, music is a powerful instrument that gives wings to words in praying and praising. It touches hearts with sadness, joy, hope, and peace, and aids our minds in remembering God's word, uniting us as one in proclaiming our salvation by faith in God's grace through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Music is a gift that is difficult to contain, so why even try? Sing the good news so that the world may know God's love. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. You have the opportunity to offer your gifts to God and to the church this summer. Please sign up. Yes, an infomercial. Please sign up to offer your gifts, your musical gifts this summer, in praise and worship to God. I will be here after the service. It's all ready for you. And if you don't sign up, I will find you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you for your lavishing us with gifts that unite us as one in you, that fill us with your love, that establish and nurture a caring relationship with you, and that give us the assurance of your presence with us and in us. Today we thank you especially for the gift of music, that we may proclaim your word in ways that words alone cannot. And of course, we are grateful to you for all the musicians of this church who share their gifts and talents, uniting us in worship and praise, glorifying you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, amen. How great thou art.